Another week gone, and still a good deal of anxiety about the state of affairs with Eri. It's my unconventional life. Onward. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? But is it my unconventional life? I mean, how unconventional is it, really? Am I leading a consensually non-monogamous life and a successful parenting partnership? Or am I painfully celibate and going through the same process that a divorcing couple might? Well, not divorcing. Thankfully, I never went that far down the rabbit hole. But I am dealing with a lot of the same issues that a traditional relationship would face upon its dissolution. Again, ironically, exactly what I wanted to avoid by having a parenting partnership in the first place. But human beings are, well, human beings. If they feel hurt or mistreated, then they will do the same. The danger that I'm starting to feel is that when someone tries to make you feel the same way they do, oftentimes it works and just leads to a toxic, negative environment. And it started to trouble me this week how I was beginning to feel some very negative emotions towards Eri. She filed the papers in court to establish paternity and set up our case with the court to establish visitation and child support details. And to be honest, it's more than a little troubling. It feels like a total breakdown of any sense of respect for each other. But what can you do? We got to this stage because ultimately communication and negotiating totally break down. So I just hope that this is the final step. On the positive front, my mum and sister got here this week, and seeing them with Amelia just made me feel so happy and fulfilled. It reminded me of what a wonderful thing I have with Amelia. And as she grows older, I think this will only increase. So two parts of my life, two of the things that I consider when determining if I'm leading a successful life, by Matthew McConaughey's estimation at least, are healthy and well, being good father, and being financially solvent. The other three, friendships, health, mind and body, and girls, are really struggling. I do try to call or text a lot of the numerous friends in my life, but it always seems so brief and unsatisfactory. I get a few exercise sessions in a week, if I'm lucky, but mentally, I don't meditate or get in the right place near enough. And dating? Dating. If I had time, but I really don't. Week after week goes by with me just hoping for a few hours to meet someone and grab a coffee. I've realized again how my love of the feminine and expressing it in the real world, in actual physical ways, and boy, is that an obtuse way of saying it, is such an important part of me feeling happy and fulfilled. I've thought this week about sex. Well, I think about it every week, but specifically about the nature of sex and what it means to me and how I want to have it. I've realized again through these last 6 months of celibacy how important sex is to me. And I don't mean the physical act of intercourse or orgasm. I mean connection, intimacy, looking into a girl's eyes, kissing, feeling a connection. That is important. And without it, I feel drained, less than whole. But what prerequisites does that entail? Do I need to really know the girl? Do we need to have something in common? Should we want to see each other again? Does sex have to mean something more than that connection in and of itself? I mean, it's not that I couldn't have had sex if I really wanted to. And at this stage of things, one would think it would really boost my confidence, and not for nothing, I think it's good for you physically too. We're sexual animals. But let's say you're not really attracted to someone. Let's say there isn't a real connection. Is something better than nothing? I really need to figure this out. I have a friend who talks to this Lothario of a 70-year-old neighbour every week. Apparently this guy is just the man. He's retired, smokes weed, and has a bevy of women in their 50s that he's dating. And he's just cool, like the Fonz. And he gave my friend some advice the other day when he explained that life can be looked at as what he calls a triple 30, or three 30-year segments. In the first 30 years, you're making mistakes and having the experiences interacting with other people that will give you lessons. And the next 30 years is where you need to learn from those lessons to develop the tools to get what you want out of life, to be who you are. Because if you don't, your last 30 years, however many of them you have, are going to be fucked. Now, if I'm honest, I never truly lived my first 30 years, but there were certainly lessons to be learned. And again, if I'm honest, I don't think I've developed the tools to avoid those experiences again, because I'm still overawed by fear and guilt. And that's entertainment. Listen, as I reiterate the negative self-limiting narratives I constantly tell myself, and I'll see you next week. When hopefully I'll have some better news. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. Is perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello again, my friend. It's been quite a while and more.
summer.